Okay, let's take a look at some internet exam questions. An organization has a website on the internet to advertise its products and allow customers to order online. Define and explain two methods by which a customer could find the website using the internet. 4 marks, so take 4 minutes and pause the audio now. Okay, a very easy 2 marks to start off with. The business could advertise the URL, the Uniform Resource Locator, of their website, and the customer could simply type it into the address bar of their web browser. The second 2 marks are a bit harder to obtain because you need some technical information that's not clear that the question really wants, certainly from the way it's phrased. So if we imagine now that the customer did not know the URL, they would be using a search engine in order to find the company website. But that on its own wouldn't be sufficient to gain full marks. So you should state that a search engine is an index of websites linked to keywords that have been found by a web crawler. Now it's important not to confuse the terms search engine and web crawler. The web crawler is software that finds websites and indexes them. The search engine is the facility used by the customer to find the website they are looking for. Part B of question 1. Explain by giving an example how each of the following could be used by the organization. FTP and online databases. 2 marks each, so 4 minutes, off you go. Okay, FTP is an application protocol, and don't rely on the examiner being happy with the word protocol. You should define what a protocol is. So FTP is an application protocol, brackets, set of rules, close brackets, which allow large files to be uploaded and downloaded over the internet. Now you may get away with saying to allow large files to be transferred over the internet, but under no circumstances should you use the term send or receive, as sending and receiving are concepts exclusively for email use. So that defines FTP for 1 mark. Now you need to give a suitable example. Well, in all cases of an FTP example, you can use by web developers to upload content to a web server. Now this question was only for 2 marks, but for a question phrased similarly, offering more marks, you could expand further to say that because FTP supports authentication and encryption, only authorized users are able to modify the website. In any case, it certainly does no harm to try and add that extra level of detail to your answers. So, a definition of online databases. An online database is a database held on a web server which can be accessed from anywhere over the internet. So that straightforward definition gains 1 mark. And now for the example. A typical use would be to enable customers to check stock levels of a product prior to placing an order through the website. Question 2. A small business only has dial-up access to the internet. It is considering signing up for broadband. Discuss the relative advantages and disadvantages that dial-up and broadband give the business. 4 marks. Okay, the most obvious one here to nail is speed. Dial-up internet access using a modem is very slow, compared to broadband, which is significantly faster. Now you can expand that to point out that bandwidth broadband provides enables multimedia content, such as video, to be streamed in real time. This supports applications such as video conferencing. Alternatively, you could suggest that voice over IP, VOIP, and an example of that is Skype, but don't use brand names in the exam, be sure to use VOIP. Which enables cheap telephone calls to be made anywhere in the world. Now, dial-up, despite its speed limitations, has a significant advantage over broadband, and that is it can be used anywhere where there is a telephone line. But there is room here for confusion, so be very careful. It would be a mistake to be thinking about wireless, because although you can travel around and use a variety of different wireless access points on the move, a particular wireless network belongs to an organization. The range of that network will be very short. So broadband is restricted to a given geographical area. I can't travel, for example, and take my broadband with me. I can only use it whilst I'm in my house. But I could travel with a laptop and use anybody else's telephone line to dial my ISP as a free phone number and use my dial-up service. So put wireless right out of your mind and be clear, there is no flexibility of travel where broadband is concerned. So with only a 4-mark answer, an easier way to gain the additional marks would be to identify the fact that with dial-up, the telephone line is engaged, whereas with broadband, one can be online and use the telephone line for a voice call at the same time. Question 3. Parents are concerned about the lack of control of the internet. Discuss using suitable examples their likely concerns. See what you can do in 8 minutes. Okay, let's go straight for the big one. Children could access inappropriate material, i.e. sexual or violent material, and be influenced by it. Social networking websites can be misused for cyberbullying, spreading rumours, trolling, etc., which can lead to children becoming depressed or suicidal. Use of chat rooms, instant messaging, social media, etc., by paedophiles to pose as children for grooming, luring children into meeting after communicating online. Okay, now these are the main concerns that parents have. Don't shy away from it because you feel that perhaps it's a bit awkward. These are the legitimate problems associated with the internet use by young people. So on a slightly lesser end of the concern spectrum, we can also now gain credit for things such as illegal downloading of copyrighted material could lead to prosecution, e.g. downloading music from unauthorized downloading sites. Overuse of social networking by children can lead to poor social skills and lack of exercise. Content filtering software is not always reliable. Now you should expand this, but be careful not to repeat points that you've already made. So perhaps you could expand with young children may be able to access restricted games. Question 4. Many organisations use the internet for commercial activity. Describe the facilities that an organisation has to put in place in order to turn its website into an e-commerce operation. 4 marks for 4 expanded points. 4 minutes. Okay, so, in an obvious order, I hope. We'll need a stock database. A stock database must be linked to the website to enable customers to check stock levels in real time. If customers are able to make online payments using credit or debit cards, the website must support a secure payment system, e.g. encryption using HTTPS. Now, separate to secure payment system, a company website used for e-commerce will collect and store customer personal data on a back-end database. This must be stored securely, which is a Data Protection Act requirement. So the first 3 points there are quite straightforward if you have a good understanding. The last point, you've either learnt it or you haven't. Hopefully you can now. Orders placed online must be formally accepted by email confirmation, which should be automatically generated. And the key to this point is that just because a customer sees a product on a website and attempts to order it does not constitute a legally binding contract. So it's essential that the order is confirmed in writing. So email confirmation is an essential legal requirement for an e-commerce system. And finally, question 5. Mobile access to the internet has led to changes in work patterns. Describe the advantages and disadvantages for the worker of mobile access to the internet. 5 marks. So, cross out any points that you've made that have got anything to do with advantages or disadvantages to the employer, because the question specifically requested advantages and disadvantages for the worker. So it'd be very easy here to not pay correct attention to the question and go barking up the wrong tree. Mobile internet access allows workers to receive email wherever they are, on the move, which means they can respond at once without having to go into the office. Now, how could we turn that advantage into a disadvantage? However, sometimes receiving work-related email when at home can intrude on personal life and affect work-life balance. Now, let's start to criticise the technology. If you tried reading a business report on a 2-inch screen, so email attachments received on mobile devices cannot always be read or edited easily. Now, we all know mobile internet isn't fantastically reliable, so you could make a point about signal black spots existing. Mobile internet access can have limited bandwidth, and it can be expensive. And finally, limited battery life on mobile devices.